So I'm on there for business purposes, as I should have been.
Yeah, I remember when I first mentioned it to y'all. Well, I mentioned it to you. He was like, I ain't about to sign out. Sign out for what? I got self-control, willpower. I was like, okay. I was like, it just makes it a little easier.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani. Pardon me, I almost forgot.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be family, it could be anything, it could be nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just wanted to bring you guys in on that. But while you're here, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. But also, we do record our podcast in,
1 to 2 months
ahead. We record our podcast 1 to 2 months in advance. So if you want to watch this podcast live, if you want to join in on the conversation, shift the conversation, or throw some topics at us, you can join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month.
Good deal.
And yeah, you will get access to this podcast early and live, as well as our food review show.
Who made this?
And other content that we have in the works, like our other show.
Cooking Vibes.
The rice is done.
Yeah, so.
The rice is done. Pardon me.
Clearly, we're all tired today.
American will show me.
Yeah, definitely.
Clearly, we are tired today, but. Yeah, we have lots of other content that's coming to our Patreon as well. But yeah, you joining our Patreon allows us to bring more frequent and higher quality content to you more often, because that's what frequent means. But I have talked enough. How are you guys today? What's going on?
No, I'm chilling.
Good.
Y'all seem tired. Like, even with those, well, you do. Your response was regular. I'm chilling.
Yeah. I ain't had breakfast yet.
That makes sense. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Never mind.
What? Go ahead.
We eat to live. We don't live to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need the energy.
Yeah, food gives you energy. I had water.
Well, it's still early.
I also woke up at 5 a.m. What time you wake up, okay?
I went to sleep at 2. 3 o'clock-ish.
Gotta
go back
at
9. 8. Between
8:30
and 9.
Still got more sleep than me.
Hey, that was a personal decision.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
How are you?
I'm actually hungry.
Hey, hungry couch.
Yeah, I just, you know... Somebody told me that I'm always hungry, and I think I'm starting to think they may be true.
It's mental.
Everybody can't be a breatharian.
I was going there.
Everybody can't live like that.
I was going there.
I don't even know if you can live like that.
It's mental. I wouldn't want to, though.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, because then you don't even drink water. So then how do you replenish?
You don't make it
from the sun. You plants.
Not.
You know what happens when plants don't get water and they just be in the sun?
They die.
Yeah, they shrivel up, burn out, they die.
Didn't think about that one, did you?
Cat die.
They have water in them. They store their water.
We got water in us, too.
That's what I'm saying, but but cactus, like...
Yeah, whose man's is this? I'm sorry.
Like, if you have a cactus, do you water it?
Like, once a month.
Yeah, so at least it's still getting some type of
nutrition. I'm not dying on this here. I just want
to
let y'all
know. I know, but I'm just trying to give a good example. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a breatharian.
I wouldn't either. I enjoy eating food.
Yeah, I don't even want to be a fruitarian. I mean, I like fruit. Don't get me wrong. I like fruit.
Mm. Debatable.
What? I'm playing. I do.
I'm on my way there.
To just be a fruitarian?
It's not 100%. fruit. It's like 60. I see myself at between 50 and 60% fruit consumption and then the rest.
Where are you at now? That's not it.
I might be there.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know how much more fruit you need.
I might be there.
But I feel like that's different. But go ahead.
I was going to say, JC just said she went to sleep at the same time around 2:30-ish.
Yeah.
Why y'all up so late?
Sagittarius energy.
Why y'all up so late? I was asleep.
I was watching Inside Man, and I had braided my hair. What's it? I was on the phone.
What's Inside Man?
With Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
I thought it was a new TV show.
I need to start watching TV, too.
I've cut back. Because I was watching a lot.
Back on the south side, my TV ain't come on.
Our TV used to be on. I used to turn it on myself, personally. I was responsible. But I'll probably... Dang, I forgot what I was going to say. I've been cutting back on watching TV. I think I'm going to like make sure I'm reading more and focusing and getting the stuff done that I want to get done.
And that's a perfect segue into our topic today.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Sweat segue.
Taking a break from social media. Fasting, if you will.
Okay. So what's the longest you guys have gone, I guess, like, intentionally being off social media?
This month that I took off.
Okay, so yours was a full 30 days?
April 8th to May 8th or May 7th, one of them days.
I'm going to say it's 31 because I don't know.
Yours is 30 days in April.
It's 30 days in April? Mm-hmm. But he's at April 8th to May 8th.
So it should be. That should be a full.
I don't know, y'all.
They say time.
I ain't make my calendar yet.
Let's see.
What's the longest you've gone?
The longest I've gone. The very first time when I logged out of everything, I don't know how long it was. It was just I know it was a long time. It was a long time, but I've done a month before, but the first time I did it, when I was like, bro, I'm signing out of everything. I signed out of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I wasn't even on YouTube, I don't even think. I think I went to a totally different YouTube channel, so that they didn't recommend me nothing that I actually liked. And I think I wasn't doing nothing.
I think the longest that I went intentionally was probably like 2 weeks. And it was only because when I was doing it, when I decided to do it, it was like around the time that I was seeing business opportunities on social media. So then it was like, dang, I'm actually missing out on messages that I need to answer. So then I was like, I'm going to just go back. But yeah, I think the longest I've done is like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Before this, the longest I did was a week. But I don't really feel like there's nothing for me on there.
Elaborate.
Like, going back? I'm not missing anything. Mm-hmm. There's not really nothing on there. So,
okay.
No intentions going back. I'm not on there for fun. Like, enjoyment. So, I'm on there for business purposes, as I should have been, but I had to make the shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I first mentioned it to y'all. Well, I mentioned it to you. You was like, I ain't about to sign out. Sign out for what? I got self-control, willpower. I was like, okay. I was like, it just makes it a little easier. I was like, okay. But I know for me when I signed out. The main reason I wanted to sign out was just because I would kept getting distracted, and it was like it was too easy for me to end up somewhere I did not intend when I got on there. I'd be like, all right, I'm just gonna go in there and look up this video on how to knit a sweater. Next thing you know, I'm five videos in on this TV show that I haven't seen in in 3 years. I'm oh wait, hold on, I forgot it's coming back next week. It's like, what am I doing? Why this isn't even why I came here.
Yeah. J2 says she's always on social media. She don't think she's ever taking a break from it. I think for me, it just came to a point where, I don't know, social media, like you were saying, is so distracting after a while. Like, I be on Pinterest. Pinterest is my spot, okay? Like, I be on Pinterest. But I be looking at food
all day. That's why you're always hungry.
Probably, honestly. But I get enjoyment from looking at food videos and, like, finding new recipes and stuff like that. Like, I have fun with that. But I be on Pinterest. There's a lot of stuff on there. I feel like that's the only app that I don't feel like I get lost in mindlessly scrolling. Because usually I'm on there with some sort of purpose. And it's easier for me to stick to it. But as far as like Instagram and TikTok especially. Actually, I mean, I don't be on TikTok like that. But I be when I'm on it, I'll be on it. But when I'm not, I'm not. But, like, Instagram, I just be scrolling. That's on Twitter. My Twitter, I don't know what happened with my Twitter. Like, what happened to the people that were on my timeline back in college. But I used to be just on there retweeting everything. Stuff was just so funny. And now, I don't be on there because my timeline's trash and I don't feel like going to find new people.
Yeah, nah, my Twitter is still, anytime I go, like, I thought I was cool because I had signed in real quick just because I was looking for something. And I'm scrolling, and I'm like, dang, this is why I got off here. It's too much. It's too much going on. It was like, it's too many. I realized there's so many context switches and so many, like, different. Like, you'll be reading one thing about, I don't know, it'll be a baking, somebody's baking something. They're talking about the perfect recipe. And next thing you know, you're reading about how the world is ending. And then right after that, it's like, hey, this show is fire. You guys should check this show. And it's like, I didn't realize how much, like, how much information I was getting in like a matter of like 5 seconds. Just read that, and I'm just going. And then by the time I finish, or by the time I get off, I'm like, all right, what was I supposed to be doing again? And I just kind of like, I just lost track of a lot of time doing it. And that was the main reason why.
Twitter was never a problem for me. I ain't never feel like reading. Like, I read a couple tweets and I'll be like, I'm good.
Follow the right people.
Instagram. I still don't want to read. Instagram and TikTok. Those was the problem areas. Mm-hmm. And then I actually started like posting and going live and stuff. It would be mad draining.
Mm-hmm. I think that, yeah. And
just like doing it every day. Consistently.
When I had the apps so that if it was post to my social media, it was a lot easier. Because then I didn't directly have to go on it. But once going live became a thing, it's like, that's extra time, extra energy. Like, you gotta actually set aside time to be like, all right, I'm gonna be on camera talking to people at this time. And, like, mentally prepare for it. And, yeah, you can't just use an app to just post it. It gotta be a live. You gotta be there.
But yeah, getting off, I actually like it. It's really peaceful.
That was gonna be my next question.
I'm thinking thoughts. I actually think about people. Like,
I be thinking thoughts.
I actually think about people, and it's not like I just seen them because I haven't just seen them. I'm like, oh wow, I wonder how such and such is doing. So I actually. You good?
Reaching out to people.
Just checking.
Look at that. You reach out to people now.
A little bit. Sometimes I don't. So, but.
But you have the thought to be like, oh, maybe I'll hit them up. Yeah.
I think for me the biggest thing is I realize that life doesn't move as fast as social media moves. So like when you're actually out, that's part of the reason why we like. We're scrolling to fill up the time because it's like, all right, it's like we're watching a movie. Like, all right, this is moving too slow. Let me do something so I can pass the time. But really realizing that, even your train of thought, like you're just thinking about stuff. You're like, all right, I'm thinking about this. A car just drove by, cool. And it's like naturally life moves a lot slower, which is cool because it's like, yeah, it's cool because you get to, I guess, be in the moment more. Because I think for me, it was taking me out of whatever the moment was. Because it's like, I don't want to be here, so let me just keep moving.
Yeah. Escapism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
And now when I go back, not when I go back, but if I see people doing stuff that I want to do, that I haven't done yet, I'll be like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. It was them.
It was. Everybody be jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big thing for me as well. Because, like, being it, like, visually seeing everybody doing stuff. This could be the first time they did something in 3 months. I have no idea.
It could be the first time in 3 years.
Yeah.
But I still be like.
I'm going
on fire.
So, yeah, it just, yeah, it definitely is. It doesn't help with the whole comparative aspect of, you know, just, yeah, it doesn't help you to not compare yourself.
Yeah, because you're constantly seeing everything that everybody else is doing.
Everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
Literally, though.
Haters.
He said, yeah.
No, I said, yeah. I will watch it again. I probably will watch it again just to see.
There we got it.
Like, just watch it. Like,
I thought we just rented that movie.
I thought it was like you rent it for, I don't know how long.
Not a year.
It hasn't been a year since we watched it. It's been like,
probably maybe like 6 months.
6 months?
Possibly.
Nah, it was not that long ago.
It was a while ago.
See, y'all been off social media, so it feel like time. It's feel like that was so long.
It
was
last year. It
wasn't last year.
It was last year. We saw that movie last year.
What? Well, it hasn't been 6 months.
It's May.
It's not 6 months.
This is the fifth month of the year, and we saw it before his birthday.
We saw it before your birthday. Mm-hmm.
So
maybe. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Big deal.
But I was going to ask you guys what you felt the biggest benefit of being off social media has been or was, but you guys already answered that question.
I got another answer. I find information. Like, I'm more curious to look for information, find stuff on my own. Like, do my own research, do my own due diligence and find stuff. And it's easier to act on thoughts that I had, because it's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Like, so if I'm on my phone, I'm on my phone for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry. Another level. Do not disturb.
I was gonna say something similar for me is not being on it. I'm more likely to do stuff. Like, I'm more likely to actually do something as opposed to like. Ponder, like, maybe I'll get to it later. I'm like, I could do it later, but I'm not really doing nothing now, so I'm like,
yeah, I feel like for me, same thing. I'm more likely to do the things, to look for the information, which is a part of the actually doing the thing, versus being like, that would be a nice thing to do, and then like, not doing anything about it. I don't know. I feel like like you said before, I be thinking my thoughts. Because I feel like social media is so loud. Like, it's so much information that you start to internalize everything, and then you start to think that those thoughts are part of your thinking, and sometimes it's not. Like, a lot of times it's not, like, to the point where you don't even really know what you think, because there's so many different opinions. Mm-hmm. Because it's all opinion based for the most part. Like, you're not really seeing too many facts. Even the facts or information that people are providing is skewed to whatever the person's experience is. So you're still not, I guess, discovering it from your own point of view. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to judge, like, if this is accurate information. Does this make sense for my life? And everybody's an expert on the internet. So.
Oh, I was going to say, piggyback off what you were saying about how life isn't as fast as it looks. Like, and everybody is an expert. Like, it's easier to take your time and take your baby steps, fumble your way through whatever it is you're trying to do, experiment, try different things. If it don't work, it don't work. And it's a lot easier because it's not broadcasted in front of everybody. Like, even, like, people want me to do stuff while I'm on live. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what I'm doing. So it's a lot more pressure to do something when everybody is just watching
you do something. Yeah, because it's almost like it's, and I forget who exactly said the quote, but it's like, they said it's like nearly impossible to get better at something and look good at the same time. Like, it's hard for you to do that. So it's like, because if you're trying to get better at it, it's not always going to look good. Yeah. So it's like, if you're trying to make sure, hold on, let me make sure I get this perfect angle. Like, even when I was trying to draw, like, the drawing that I did when I wasn't on camera, a thousand times better. As soon as I put the camera on, I'm like, dang, this is a little far. Normally I would move it closer, but I need it in the shots. And let me just move this over here. And I'm like, whoo, yeah. I'm kind of sweating. Why that am I sweating?
Angle. Even, like, when I used to record myself cooking, trying to do that, and getting the right angles. And now it's not even just I'm getting the angles that I'm capable of getting. Now, in my head, I want the angles that the people that got the professional over-the-head cameras and all these different stands, the light here. I'm like, you know what? I'm not in that space in my life yet. And then it made it not even that enjoyable because I'm trying to compete with or make my stuff just as grandiose as somebody who's been doing this for years, a professional chef.
I was gonna say that's why I like vlogging, because, like, all right, yes, the shot is important, but also, like, look at me. Like, this is just, we're all regular people. Like, come on this regular day with me, because, like, I'm a human. I'm not always gonna get the perfect shot. Like, I'm not always, everything's not always cookie cutter. It's not always gonna look as professional. But, like, I don't know, it's a certain level of freedom that I've allowed myself to have with vlogging versus all of my other content. Like, even doing the Jane, Jan, Janet, doing 10 of them videos in a row, and I still need to edit the rest of the videos, that's why they haven't been released. But, like, I had to come up here, and I was doing this before work, so this was, like, this was when I was working the old position, so my schedule was different. So I'm trying to get up here before work, and I'm, like, moving. I'm literally moving the ring light so that on each shot it could be the right transition or whatever. Like, I'm constantly just moving it. And then it's like, you got to get the angle right. I had to come up here a whole different day to make sure, like, what does this shot even look like? Is there a light in my glasses? Should I not wear glasses? Can you see a ring light with my contacts in? Like, can you read what you're looking at if you don't have on your glasses and you don't wear your contacts? Like, like, what? It's a lot that goes into it. And it seems like a lot of the stuff just seems like it's just, like, a quick thing. Even if you are going live and doing something, setting up to go live, to make sure that you have a quality video live, sometimes is a lot. But yeah, I mean, when I go live on Instagram, I don't do as much setup, but there is still, like, a little bit to it. You know, it's still extra things to think about, because it's like, if I'm going live on a Crafts by Co page, all right, well, I need to make sure the flowers that I'm making are in the camera. Even though I'm used to actually being lower to the floor, I gotta make sure I'm up here. I gotta make sure I'm actually talking. I gotta make sure I'm giving eye contact. It's just it's a lot. Social media be a lot.
Yeah, it's a whole job. I'm using Instagram for pictures as of right now. Like, I'm just here to post pictures. That's it.
Yeah. I also noticed, like, when I got back on, I noticed instantly, like, it was harder for me to, like, focus. Not on, if I was on my phone and somebody said something to me, it would be, for whatever reason, it would be harder for me to, like, stop listening to either like my phone or the person that's like talking to me. So it's like I'm trying to listen to like what you're saying, but if the video is still playing, I have to pause it now. Like before, I used to be like, nah, I'm cool. Like now it's like, hold on, I can't do both of these. Give me a second. What did you say? And then it's like, now I can go back, because it's, for whatever reason, I guess it requires so much more attention. Like it's taking so much more of my focus for me to just be in on my phone or whatever. And editing is a whole nother monster. But
But
I don't know. I like having a balance of being a little bit on social media and not. I do think that I don't know. I think I need to find a better strategy, but because right now my pages just look like gray area, and none of my other stuff. But that is just all a matter of finding a harmony. But Jason said social media is hard work. I'm trying to grow my TikTok to search for podcast guests. The website I just launched, I need to create posts, which I'm doing now. Yeah, it's a lot. It can be a lot. It's another job.
Yeah. I mean, it has its fun moments.
It does.
Maybe trying to say it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy when you got a personal photographer, videographer, mm-hmm. editor. I think that's one thing that I did see. Somebody has said, it was like one of the marketing gurus on social media. But she had said, you are worried about making content. You keep talking about you don't have the content to post, but you have the content. You just need a video editor. Like, that needs to be the first thing that you get. Not somebody to record your content or create content ideas for you. You need somebody to edit what you're already doing so that you can just go ahead and post it easily. Yeah. And I was like, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, because the process of, like, making the thing and editing the thing is two totally different.
Very different.
It's like, you have to be in a totally different mindset, because, like, when you're making it, you're just, hey, I'm having fun. Hey, this is what it is. This was my idea. Let's see if I got my idea. At the most, you're editing when you're like, did I say this line right? Did I do whatever it is? But when you're editing, it's like, I got to go back and watch this. Did I do this right? Maybe I didn't say this right. I didn't like how I said this for me.
That's the time. Yeah. But like, for me, it's the amount of times I got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the editing. Like even the vlog. And then sometimes I'm like, I didn't like how I said it. I knew what I was trying to say, but I couldn't articulate it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I watched this vlog so many times, I still gotta watch it again just to make sure.
How long is it?
20 minutes, 19 minutes.
I think our processes are very different.
Right.
I mean, I was vlogging for longer, and I think our vlogs are different, like the style of vlogging, just slightly. So I'm just like,
how yours be?
The size of it. So I'm still editing the one for Miami, but it's just because I haven't gone back to it yet. I feel like I would sit down. It would take me maybe a few hours to do, to edit it. Depending on how long it is. The Miami vlog is going to be 3 or 4 parts. I think it's going to wind up being 3. So I already posted the first one. But I just went, I pretty much like, I'm only recording what I like naturally would be okay with people seeing. But I already, because I've been vlogging for longer, I already know what parts I'm speeding through. For the most part, like I know, all right, I get a plane ride, I'm going to get the sky. Like, I'm going to get us flying wherever. I might get us touching down on the ground. I'm going to speed through that and put in some music. Like, I might, if we're walking somewhere, depending on if there's actual conversation or, like, what the camera thing is, like, what the angle is or whatever, then I might speed through it and then put music behind it. Like, I think I probably know more of what I'm already going to do while I'm recording it, I guess.
I when I'm recording it, I know what I'm going to do. But I don't necessarily want everything that I record.
Oh, yeah. So I'll be
going through the videos and I'll be chopping up stuff how I want it to be. I have an intro. I chop up my intro.
I'm not there yet.
And I'll be putting words in my thing, too. So, like, if I'm talking, like, if it's a talks on the walk moment.
Then you put the words in there.
Yeah. It's not even, like, the whole caption, but it might be something that you need to remember this. Anything is attainable. Mm. I might put that there.
Yeah. Yours is a little different than mine. And for me, so I'll go through and I've had to take out, I think the last vlog I took out, like, it was a lot that I had to wind up taking out. It wasn't a lot, but like it was a decent chunk. But I do have to, you know, watch it through, see where is a good spot to end and stuff. But I know that in the way that we're doing it is very different.
And if I watch it through and I'm like, oh, I forgot to I'm gonna record a video so I can put it where I want to put it. Like I'm gonna, like, if it could be today, I'm like, oh, I forgot to set up the camera. Oh yeah, whatever I'm talking about, then I'm gonna put it in there. I'm gonna have one completely different outfit, completely different, but it has to be in there. So I'm gonna record it and I'm gonna put it in there. Now I gotta watch it all the way back through just to make sure everything is cohesive how I want it to be.
And I think because yours are talks on the walk base or associated with that, that's the different part of the different experience that's there. Mine is more so like I went to this thing and I did a thing, or I was doing a thing this day and mine, you got to see me.
Mine is just my life, however I'm feeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny, just hearing you guys talk about it. I saw it going back to the social media part. I saw somebody on social media who was like, we spent a lot of time like changing the video so that it fits like how we want it in our head, as opposed to like just going and just like, all right, and it's like it's a natural thing. You're like, I don't like how I said that, I can say that better, blah blah blah, like I can do that. And we spend a lot of time editing ourselves even in the process of us like watching the video. So in the clip that I was watching, the guy, he was saying, he's talking about this and a fly is like buzzing around him. And he was like, hey, like, no, I could stop this entire video, kill this fly and then come back and redo it. But it's like, I could just enjoy the fact that it's like, I'm recording, like, even though there is a fly in this video, it's fine. It's going to be a part of the story of my life right now. So it's like, and you're just kind of going. And I was just hearing about how you guys were approaching the vlog. In my head, how I always imagine, well, when I'm there, when you guys are recording the vlogs, it's just like, I'm recording everything, and it's like, but the stuff that ends up making it into it is still a, hey, I want to make sure this goes here. So it's just interesting. I was just listening.
So for me, also, like, I think doing the, okay, I'm trying to gather my sentence. So, like, he was saying, like, the fly being in the vlog, for me, 9 times out of 10, if I'm vlogging, I'm not going to stop the camera and I might be like, y'all, this is this fly. I don't know what's going on. Like, I might start talking.
Do I stink?
Like, unless it's like really bugging me, and then I might say, then I might just be like, all right, y'all, I'm going to handle this fly. I'm going to talk to y'all later. Bye. Or something like that. Mm. And I'm also excited to see whenever you start vlogging. Y'all, make sure y'all get him to start vlogging. I've heard of, like, some of the huge, huge vloggers. Like, they will... A lot of their stuff is very... You always say that, and then you be like, hey, cut it up! How many better than me?
That chick Angel wouldn't have stopped if kept on stage.
We not walking. Actually, they would have stopped. Depending on what it is.
They be eating and everything.
They mics is better too, so they wouldn't have been able to
pick up the smacks.
They don't be able to hear the smacks. But once we get those mics, then, you know, people won't be able to hear that in the background.
I could hear it, so I would have still got up and...
No, I'm talking about you walking over there and stuff. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I've been hearing about some of like the really big vloggers where a lot of their stuff is actually staged. It's not them mm-hmm. vlogging. Like if they miss a moment, they be like, "Hey, we need to redo this." Da 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 da. Or like there was one.
It's not that deep.
One lady who forgot to take out this part where like something happened and her son was crying and she was trying to get like the vlog pin, and like. She forgot to edit out the part where she was like, "Okay, I just need you to look at the camera, look really sad." And he's like, "I am sad." And like, she's like, "Okay, all right, well, just keep going. All right, now I just need you to cry a little bit. I really am crying." And she forgot to edit it out. So I understand like what, and that like ruined her entire brand and stuff. So like I understand what he's saying about a lot of times we try to edit it so that it looks how we want it to look in our head versus let's share a part of our life story. And I try to make sure like I am sharing authentically, but also not every moment needs to be shared.
Well, that is true. Yeah. But I was talking more so about the, because I've done it for video, not even just for vlogs, for videos in general. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going through, and I know what I want to say, and I've said it. I've said it so many times because I'm like, I didn't like how I said that. I didn't like how I said mm-hmm. the breath there. I didn't like how blah blah blah. And then by the end of it, I might get something, but I could have been done already.
Right.
Right. I could have been done, and maybe the video didn't come out perfect on the first try. Maybe 30 videos later, I don't have to edit. Maybe it just comes out a lot more natural, just like, as opposed to me doing one video 100 times, maybe I could do 100 videos and then I'll get the same result kind of thing. Like, not doing 100 video once, if that makes, I don't know if that makes any sense at all. But like,
yeah, can you run it back?
So like, as opposed to me
I got
agonizing lost. Over the one video and doing the same video for 3 hours about me talking, right, I could just do the video however it is and then carry on with my day, and I can get, maybe I do 100 videos, and I just naturally get better because I did more videos as opposed to me just focusing on getting this one video perfect. It's, you know, the whole Atomic Habits, whatever you was talking
1%
about.
1% better?
Yeah, but not even just the 1% better. It's like, y'all pushing it further and further from my brain. I was talking about the whole perfectionist thing, like trying to get something perfect versus let's just get it out. Like, I can get this one video perfect, but this might not even be the video that
needs to be released.
This might be the video, I get this video perfect and nobody watches this video, but the video that I did in 5 minutes, people watch that and then they go back and watch like all of my videos. Let's say I had 100 videos that were like, all right, they weren't that great, but they were getting better. And then by the time you got to it, I was there. As opposed to having one perfect video and you have nothing else because you spent 5 days getting this one video perfect.
Well, you get the video perfect and then you go back and be like, "Hey, y'all want to see the making of me getting this video perfect?"
But I feel like it all depends on, one, it depends on the person, and sometimes you know you could do it better, or you don't want to have to do as many cuts, mm-hmm. or you couldn't completely get your thought out. So it's like, okay, now I know what I was trying to say. I know where I was going now. Let me just re-record it. So it's not even necessarily getting it perfect, but it's getting it to a point where you're okay with people watching. Mm-hmm. Or it could have been somebody yelling in the background that you didn't want in the
video. That happens.
But that, I feel like it's subjective to like the person in their actual vlog content, whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like it's just case by case.
J2 said it's easier for those influencers who have people working for them, but first you have to grow and sell yourself to viewers. She said she goes to Snapchat to create videos and then uploads them to TikTok to edit them. She tried using the computer to edit them, but it doesn't upload right onto TikTok. Mm-hmm. She said it's just because half the time she doesn't know what she's doing. Honestly, mm-hmm. none of us know what we're doing. Yeah.
And I think that's okay too. Like yeah. I think we just don't promote that we don't know what we're doing because you gotta fade till you make it, or you gotta like mm-hmm. like nobody want most of us is like are like nah let's I can't be the only person that doesn't look like they know what they don't know what they're doing on here. Let me actually clean this up.
I started trying to actually verbalize I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm gonna make it look like I know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing here.
If I haven't learned anything else from adulthood, the one thing that I know that I've learned for certain is that nobody truly knows what they're doing.
Yeah. I just watched a video from Kiki Palmer about that.
She wrote a book about that.
Like, we just all doing stuff and seeing what happens. Like, mm-hmm. some stuff, it'd be like, okay, I think I know this, or I believe I know this. But when you get down to it, it's like, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How'd it happen? God, by the grace of God, that it came together. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I also think adults before us they did a very great job of making it seem like they had it all together. Mm-hmm. So that by the time, when we were younger, we were like, oh, when we get to their age, we're going to have it all together. And it's like, and
then we get there, yeah. and we're like, hold on.
So like, tell me about this.
Yeah, and y'all had kids yeah. doing this? Like, what?
Yeah, so.
Y'all wasn't chasing y'all dreams.
But yeah, I don't know. I think social media is an interesting thing, because like, I think on the one hand, it promotes us getting closer, but on the other hand, it's like, So much of it is not real.
Yeah,
so it's
it like, makes the world so much smaller. Mm-hmm. But you see everybody, like you see the entire world. Mm-hmm. So now some stuff seems like it's not even real. Like it's not even attainable. Just yeah. because if you looking at your peers and you the only one out of your peers that's not on vacation right now, it's like, hold on. Or like people younger than you, like when I was your age, I was
working at Burger King.
I was still wearing hemi-down.
Right. Yeah,
and then between that and then just the information overload sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of information.
Because and even when I was talking to y'all about I watched three videos and it was giving me three different pieces of information about like the same topic, but just from different angles. And I'm like, I didn't think about that. I'm like, bro, this is a lot.
Try to go research yeah. yourself, and I was like, what y'all say? It'd be a lie. And it, like, stuff be talking in different languages, so you got to actually sit down. At least for me, I actually have to sit down and, like, read it over and over and over, look stuff up. Now I'm in a deeper rabbit hole. I don't know what this, and this mean. It'd be a lot. Mm-hmm. So let me go to the experts, the social media experts, and give me my, but yeah,
and then,
not being on social media helps me to actually do my deep dives and come up with my own conclusion.
I was just going to also throw in the factor of trying to figure out the algorithms that change daily.
And all about that.
Figure out why suddenly your videos are getting zero views when last week they got 1,000. Or
I'm trying to figure out the algorithm of life. Forget these.
But then you lose sight of that because you're so mm-hmm. focused on hearing all the okay. TikTok just changed their algorithm. Facebook just changed their algorithm. Instagram just changed their algorithm. I don't think anybody's worried about Facebook changing their algorithm, but that's not the point.
The algorithm of life is once you gain knowledge yourself, you can acknowledge.
I think that's one of them. One of the pieces. I think it's
gotta gain knowledge yourself. We royalty, people. Royalty. Royal blood. Gain knowledge yourself, then you can acknowledge.
Okay. I'd love to acknowledge, but could you keep stopping at that part? But maybe
See, now, if this is one of your personal videos, you could edit that together, say it right, and then you'd be like, nah, that's powerful in real life.
Or I could cut off the beginning and just have the last. Once you gain knowledge yourself, you can acknowledge everything else.
And put some strong music behind it that just...
Have captions at the bottom, because you have to have captions so people can read what you're saying.
Yep.
Yep.
And then I'm going to have Shakoya come in. Maybe.
First of all, my voice is not that high.
Maybe.
What? Y'all got me talking like Mickey Mouse. My voice isn't that high, is it?
You know, I asked a question yesterday. Why female rappers now make their voices so deep? Like, some of them, their voices really be deep, like deeper. But others, they be making their voice deep. But then when they have an actual conversation, they be like, maybe. Maybe.
It's a rap voice. Rappers be doing it all the time. It doesn't always have to be higher. It can be deeper.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it doesn't always happen. Most of the time,
it used to
be higher. That's why, because like, if
I
you
was
think about
playing with the lion.
Yeah, because like Nikki talk when she talks like she's from New York, like normally, but like when she's rapping, it's all over. It's not saying she doing a rap voice, but she be doing voices.
Yeah,
she be doing voices. Doing a lot, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably like, you know, because when I be like, if I say, I keep the tool with me, like, you're not going to feel that. So I got to be like, I keep the tool with me. Like, I got to go low. I have to.
But I also think, and I just saw a video about this from, again, being on social media. Candy BC was saying that people naturally hate that. Most people naturally hate their voices. That's why, like, the first time people hear that.
I learned to love my voice.
I had to learn it. It took a long time. Yeah.
But that's why when people, like, you hear yourself on the voicemail, I'm dating myself, voicemail. But you hear yourself, or you hear yourself back in the video, you'd be like, woo, that's what I sound like. So if you can get people to sound better, like, in your recording, your music, like, people will feel a lot more confident. You'll get a lot more like stuff out of it. But most people don't actually feel confident in their. They don't like how their natural voice sounds just because they're just not used to it.
Yeah,
I was also gonna say. I mean, Lil Kim used to rap a little bit deeper too than she talk, but her, actually not that much deeper though. I was just thinking you wanna rumble with the people. But it's not that much deeper than her voice. So I mean,
I just think you made it a little deeper than.
It feels deeper to me. So. Yeah. Also, somebody probably told them, you know, if you just go a little bit lower,
go down one octave.
Go down one octave. That's going. Yeah, that's gangster.
What were we talking about before?
Like, I was going to say it took a lot of videos for me to actually like my voice and embrace my voice. So a lot of my earlier videos, I was talking a lot faster because I didn't like how my voice sounded. But now I can talk smooth and slow and calm and still get the same point across. And actually, I don't have to constantly rehearse what I'm going to say because I'm taking my time and I'm able to articulate because I'm talking slower and I'm able to think while I speak.
I used to be like, even when I was younger, like whenever I would hear myself, like on, let's say, I think we went to on the Disney cruise, and then they played back like the video from the camcorder. I'm dead myself.
Yeah, nah, that one was camcorder. Shit, voice man. At least we still got those. You know what I'm saying?
But they played back the video, and I was like, I sound like that. That's my voice, but like my voice is my voice.
Do they still have those?
Camcorders?
I'm talking about your parents. They
still have those. I don't know. I hope so. I'm gonna ask, actually. See if we can watch them.
I don't got no baby footage.
young.
I don't know if they got that.
My cousin probably got a video of, he been stockpiling videos since I was in like the sixth grade.
He gonna be something.
That's why he's photogenic.
That little cuss.
Mm-hmm. You been had a paparazzi.
Little cuss. Do that little dance you used to do.
Used to have us every
boy just turned 16 and nothing.
He probably got one of those. He probably got me doing one of those too. That's the sad part. That is the sad part.
Oh man, that's funny.
For me, I was gonna say it's harder for me to. I it took me a while to like my voice as well, but I think because I started rapping at, I think it was 13, whatever. Like, I went through the phase where I hated my rap voice. But I was like, hey, all right, cool. People like it. Let me just keep going. And then I had to go through the phase. And even now, still sometimes I hear it and I'll be like, eh. But for me, I know it's harder for me to speak and hear myself think at the same time. I don't know if that's an issue for y'all. But if I'm speaking, the words in here stop. It'd be like, it's like somebody hitting the play and the pause button. And he was like, oh, he's thinking. We can hit play. And as soon as I start talking, my brain be like, what do you want me to do?
That's speaking. How I be when I'm talking and reading, or if I'm rapping and reading, it's a lot more difficult for me to read the lyrics if I'm recording them. Like, if I'm saying them, it's hard for me to read them. So 9 times out of 10, I memorize them. And then I can record them.
The actual term is sub-vocalization.
Oh, wow. Learn something new every day.
Bring. Sub-vocalization.
In my vlog, I would have, when you said sub-vocalization, the word would have popped up like,
but it's just the process of you saying things in your head, specifically when you're reading, saying things in your head when you're reading. Apparently, if you're a really fast reader, you don't say it in your head. You actually kind of just see pictures more so than anything.
So this was your way of telling us you're a really fast reader?
No, I don't. I'm reading very fast in my head.
So you see pictures?
Not all the time. Most of the time, I don't. It wasn't until somebody said the scene, I was like, see it as pictures? What are y'all talking about? The word is the. How am I supposed to see the as a picture?
I don't see it.
Like, you don't see the picture of SpongeBob
drawing the. Now I will, but before then I never would. You want me to say You want me to see A? The letter A? No.
Is an apple. Apple.
Nothing. But when I'm talking, like even right now, and until I stop talking, words don't start playing in my head. Don't know why.
I don't know if that happens to me or not.
Words are always playing in my mind. So if I get stuck, it's because my mind is drifting on a memory somewhere. Like, so I got to focus on what it is that I'm going to say and memorize it, because my mind is going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, like I can think of other things while I'm talking, but like in terms of words, like me trying to remember what the sentence was that I was supposed to say. As soon as I started talking, it's 50-50. I don't know what's coming out. Like, I know, because I was like, all right, this is what it sounded like in my head.
It's that like telephone.
Yeah, I'm like, that didn't come out right. That didn't.
I don't know. I got to test that out. I'm trying to do it now, so that's why I'm only saying little stuff, but I don't know. I don't know if it's working or not working, or if I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. I think I can still have thoughts while I'm talking, but I'm not sure. Like, I'm pretty sure I've done it before.
I was just thinking about when people be like, they'll be like, man, I can't stand you. What you say? I said I'm a man too.
Oh my gosh. I think that's just quick thinking though. Mm-hmm. So wait, what does it mean? So
sub-actualization.
Sub-vocalization.
Oh, it's just the voice that you have when you're reading or saying stuff.
Like, inner monologue. Yeah.
So you have an inner monologue.
I do. It just,
when it just pauses when you're speaking out loud.
Yeah, when I'm speaking out loud, it's hard for me to speak in my head at the same time. I can't hear you. I can hear you, but I can't hear the voice in my head and hear the voice out loud. It's too many voices at once.
Oh.
Realize.
Yeah. It's like when more than one person is talking to me.
He said, yeah.
All of that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know what he's talking about? Realize, huh?
Okay. But I mean, okay, maybe it's that I can, when other people are talking to me, I can have completely other thoughts.
Yeah, I can do that. But like,
still listen.
If both of y'all are talking at the same time, like if you're talking to me and then you start talking loud enough, I won't be able to. My brain is like, bro, I can't listen to both of y'all, because I want to pay attention to both of y'all, but I can't do it. That's why some of the time y'all will be talking, and then if somebody else jump in, I'll be like, hold on, just give me what. What are we talking about?
I'm used to having like 5 conversations at once.
Nah, that's
I'll be able to have the. Hear multiple people at once.
One time.
See how I just kept it going? I ain't stopped. Smooth. Like butter, baby.
I don't know. That wasn't as smooth as butter. That was like
margarine.
I mean, yeah, that was definitely some margarine. That got the sharp corners. That's, it was smooth until it hit the edge. That was.
Sorry.
It's all good. But,
yeah. I don't know. I can listen to 2 people at once. I've had to do it before. But I don't know. It's like, what does that mean about your brain?
You're smart.
I don't think it means that you're dumb. I don't think it means that you're dumb if you can't do it.
And it's also because if I'm listening to y'all, if I'm listening to one of you guys talk, right, I can have thoughts in my head. If I'm listening to both of y'all, I can't listen to both of y'all.
My brain is like,
hey, yo, there's too many people. Right. Listen, we can't split this up. We need to tell somebody to shut up because I can't do it.
Woo. I'm able to have a response if I hear 2 people talk. But I can have a response to both people, but I haven't made it to a point where I can go further than a response.
Oh, like continue the conversation?
I can respond.
Yeah, like you'll have the one response, but after that, what do you mean you can't go further than
like a response? Like I wouldn't be able to go in depth or have a...
Oh, you'll have like a, this is like a yes like or a no, surface like surface level. Level answer. I can't expound on what I just told you, but the stars are blue.
Word.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I don't know, but it's also off topic.
It is. We segue.
When you said segue, I do see pictures. I seen Shaq on the thing was called a segue, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I thought it was when you
read. Oh.
I mean, yeah, but it's just seeing words as pictures. It's the same thing.
I'm a genius.
It doesn't matter if you're reading or not.
I mean, they were talking about the speed readers don't say all of the words.
Oh, yeah. We see them as pictures. Geniuses.
They don't say all of the words. Like, if the sentence was Johnny ate an apple on the page, you don't read all of the words Johnny ate an apple in your head. Like, you may read it, but you're not, like, you may see it more as a movie as opposed to actually, like, saying... Johnny ate an apple. Like in your head, you're not saying everything in your head.
Okay.
But anyway, this was again another segue from the social medias.
I need to learn more about this thing.
Mm-hmm. This is a book for that.
Vocalization. Limitless.
Yeah, that's what I learned about.
I thought you said you saw a video on TikTok.
See, it's a bunch of segues. I don't know where everything started. I just was.
This is why you can't listen to everybody on social media.
For the sub-vocalization, the sub-vocalization, I didn't say I got that from... I just said what the term was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you saw a TikTok video about it, and... No. How did we get to... I'm gonna watch this back and be confused.
We was talking about TikTok videos. See, this is what happens when I'm on it.
You said you watched a video and you talked about self-actualization, self-vocalization.
No.
I didn't say that. I said, when you, I was like, that term is actually called sub-vocalization.
Well, what was, what video did you, were you talking
this
about
was before? Like, this was like three different, I said that three different videos I was talking about, but,
this is stressful.
Yeah, there was three other videos I mentioned that I, that
the
I,
moral of this conversation, do your own research.
And take a break from social media.
Yeah, because without it, you know, I just have videos in my head. And I don't remember. I don't remember where we started. I don't know how we got here. We got here, but
plagiarism.
Actually, don't take a break from all social media. Take a break from everything Modestly that's scrolling. Not the gray area podcast.
Well, yeah, I ain't looking at a single comment.
Then we already went through those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everything else, you know, just throw put it to the side. You know, take a break from it. But us, the gray area, join us.
Come chill with us.
Come chill with us. Come join our Patreon. Like, you
come
know?
To death row.
Whoa.
All right. Life row.
Yeah.
Life row.
But yeah, did you guys have any final thoughts on social media, self-vocalization, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness?
Come to life, bro, where you learn that social media is a tool.
Word. Come to life, bro, where you can learn the algorithm of life.
Which is when you gain knowledge itself, you can acknowledge everything else. Life becomes much simpler when you know who you are.
That wasn't bad.
Word.
I know where he was going.
See what happens when he has more than one chance? Clean that up. Let me clean that up. It was a one take. I don't know how it went. We're gonna look back at the tapes later. But
yeah, if I don't like it, do it again. Practice.
That is important.
First practice. Couple ones is practice. Now I could understand where I was going, where I wanted to go, where I wanted to take it, how it would be perceived, and which way do I want it to be perceived. Do I want to just leave them hanging and let them finish the rest? Or do I want to be like, okay, yeah, this is where I was going. Here's the lake. Let's go fishing.
That was actually, like, really good. I thought the lake was going to throw me off, but I knew exactly what you were talking about. You guys are very intelligent.
I'm a genius. I see pictures.
Word. It'd be quiet when I talk.
Yeah, if I feel like I'm drifting somewhere, I close my eyes. And then the words just... It'll be fire.
So, the moral of the story is...
Come to life, bro. Change your life.
Come see us. Come see us next week for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Also, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. But also, don't forget to join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. Where you'll be able to see this podcast live and early. You'll be able to join in on the conversation, shift the conversation, talk to us a little bit. As well as you'll get to see behind-the-scenes content and our food review show.
Who made this?
As well as our other cooking show.
The race is done.
And you'll get to see more of these moments. More of these moments. Unedited and unfiltered. But thank you for joining us. For those who have already joined our Patreon, thank you for joining our Patreon and supporting us. You being a part of our Patreon helps us to create better, higher quality. Wow. Higher quality content more frequently for you. But J2 also said, this is why I'm here. LOL, every Saturday. It's been a ritual at this point. And we appreciate you.
We appreciate you for joining Life
Forever. But we thank you guys for joining us. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You. Oh, man.
I'm so sorry. I forgot I was...
Dance
I forgot what was going on. Hold on, wait, she doing the outro. Let me shut up.